Reuben Levy. We're learning together with Hashem's help. We're learning the book Ganei Shalom, the Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Arush. We're learning through the Hebrew version of the book. We're up to page 236. The section at the moment that's dealing with divorce and why divorce is really not a good option.
So we already covered the section that covered when the wife throws the husband out of bed.
Right.
Did we complete that section?
I don't know. I never saw where we got to.
I'll double check the tape.
Okay.
So if we have to, we'll get some way.
Yeah, we're kind of like in the next section now, so I guess we must have done.
We can always go back.
We can always go back. Because we're now in a section dealing with divorce. We said last week that as long as the couple is still unmarried, there's always something that can be done to fix any problem. Once they're divorced, it's a whole new story. So now the Rav continues to tell the reader about the difficulties of divorce and the problems that face someone who is contemplating such a move, to advise them against it, right? That it's not the answer.
Like never seeing your kids again.
Yeah, for example. And it seems like it's a good solution. And certainly someone who's suffering and is in a marriage where it's hell to live in a marriage that's going really sour. And it seems like the ideal solution is to get divorced. That'll solve all the problems. But we're going to learn here that it's not the answer, because it's not what's going to fix. It's not what's going to fix the problems. A couple that are thinking of considering divorce, they need to know what they're about to do. To what difficult problem they're about to enter into. So we're going to bring here on, and the Hebrew expression is, on the prong of a fork, on one foot, on one hoof. We're going to bring on one leg. May our biota from the problems and suffering that there are to people who divorce. So the brief, very brief, on the prong of one fork, on the one prong of a fork explanation. ישנם כאלה שאחרי הגירושין אינם יכולים לשכוח את בן או בת זוגם. There are those who, after the divorce, are not able to forget their spouse. ולהתגבר על הגעגועים, and to overcome their yearning, their longing. לכן אינם מצליחים להמשיך הלאה, and therefore they don't succeed in continuing with their life. Or ליצור קשרים חדשים, or to make new connections. הרבה פעמים קורה שבני זוג להוטים להתגרש, אכן הם מתגרשים. In many cases, it happens that a couple are persuaded into getting divorced, and therefore they divorce. ואז הם מגלים שבבודדות הרבה יותר קשה מכל הבעיות שהיו להם בחיי נשים. And alone, they realize that they have a lot more problems alone than they ever did when they were together as a couple. הידה לפנינו אישה גרושה. We'll bring an example of here, a woman who got divorced. What did she say? She said like this. ציפיתי לגט הזה. I was longing for, I was waiting for this get, like someone waits for the gula. But after I received it, I felt a terrible pain. I felt an emptiness, like someone had chopped off one of my limbs. And so it is true in reality. Torah mechaneh tafulat gerushin get kritut. The Torah calls the get itself get hakritut. excision document. Tahainu kula chikoretet et hanashama, meaning it's an action which severs the neshama of the couple. Shehi be'etzem neshama achad l'shnayim zekoet, which effectively cuts what was one soul back into two, and that hurts. Ma'od, what else? Shematzav habedidut eino tamid nigmar maher, that the situation of being alone, being by oneself, often doesn't end quickly. Kilom dim livnei hazug hagerishim mahakim lahem b'toch hashidur, b'toch hashidur, because people who have been divorced, they're not waiting for them at the front of the queue in line for a shidduch. Velo kal adam garush limsor zivug tov, and it's also, even if he can meet people, not easy for him to find a good match. Bifrat kasher yesh lo yadim, particularly if he's got children, chovot, debts, mezonot, he needs to pay out money to his ex-spouse. Uvam ma'od, it's very clear, shebnei zug she'obdim ke'ele yisuim ekev hagerushim, azay af al pi she'yitachen vehem lo modim b'chad kopeh maleh, aval lamitok shel davar hem mitcharatim ma'od al atza'ad hanimhar she'asu. So what he says here is that in many cases, couples, although they won't say it expressly, they will admit to themselves that they regret the hasty action that they took. And it looked like a good thing at the time, a way to get out of the problem, but it wasn't a solution. There are those who are the opposite of what we've just spoken about. Right? So we just said there were some couples who can't forget their spouse and find it very hard to meet someone else afterwards. It's very difficult for them to be alone by themselves. It's very difficult to be divorced. But there were those who are the opposite, who got very hurt from their spouse, and they can't forget, not their spouse, they can't forget the pain and suffering that their spouse put them through, and they can't forgive them. And they're full of anger and hatred to their first spouse. And it's known that the whole time that a person has in his heart sorrow, ka'as, anger, or agmat nefesh, or suffering, any type of it. As Ilohu Velo Hashemi Yichu Vashava, neither him nor the other person can live in peace. As Zeshemak Pidlo Yeshekit Mechamet Hakaas Vasina Hamifaim Bo. This one of them is very makpid, very careful, very certain to make sure that there's no quiet right between them on account of the anger and the hatred that he has inside him. Blazer shemat bitin alav lo yeh sheket imidat hadin amatucha al roshor mechamat habakdash alav. And on the other one, the one who is angry, right? So one is bothering the other because he's upset and angry. And the other one who's doing the bothering, he's not happy either. Why? Because he's got dim, he's got judgment hanging over him on account of the fact that he won't leave it alone, right? The problems that he's causing. Bim ken, and if so, nimsa sheh hasichsuch b'nehem, turns out that the argument between them, lo yiten lehem manoach ad sheyit, will not let them rest until they appease one another. Right? Neither of the couple can let it go, and therefore they both continue to be to suffer even after the fact. How does it help them that they got divorced? And מה שהיו צריכים לעשות בתור זוג נשוי. That which they should have done when they were married, they yes, to appease and to forgive one another. They need to do that in any event once they get divorced anyway. So what's he saying? He's saying that if there's upset and sorrow and difficulties between the couple, and as a result of that they decide to get divorced, so it doesn't help them, because they still need to appease one another, otherwise they can't live their lives after the divorce if they're still upset and angry at each other. So what's going to happen? Eventually they're going to have to appease one another and forgive one another in order that they can both get on with their lives. So if you're going to do that anyway, you may as well have done that while you were married and saved all the problems. B'chol shechem b'tor zug nasui yesh lehem sibah l'tpayes. And all the more so, when they were married, at least they had a reason to try and appease one another. In order that they could continue their lives together. And also there were conditions on it. Example, to give love to the other one, to give them gifts, etc. Right, there were options. At least while they were divorced, there was a reason.
You mean when they were married?
When they were married. When they were married, there was a reason to appease one another. Right, there was a good motivation to appease each other because you want to continue living together.
Yeah, so personal interest.
Right, you had a personal interest, so that would make it easier to appease. And there's also the opportunity to give gifts, to do kind things for one another, to give love to each other when you're as a couple. But now, Shehengushim, now that they're divorced, Hasibale Payes, Hirakal Manat Shalot Shahemakhadit. The only reason now to appease the other one is in order to so that there won't remain with the individual this kind of
antagonistic
attitude, right?
Ulam
hatanayim lakach kashim, but in order to do that, right, the it's difficult. Mimela v'mikrim rabim habsaim nisharim petuchim, and therefore in many cases the wounds remain open, right? Because there is little motivation and little opportunity to actually fix the problem now. So because of that, it's never fixed, and the wounds remain unhealed. It's a big problem. So we need to know that the solution of getting divorced, that looks like it's the thing which is going to put an end to all the arguments. Einos sof l'machloket klal is not an end to the arguments at all. Alei rat hatzhala shemachloket arukah v'kasha. Rather, it's actually the beginning of a very long and very difficult argument. Shemashechet l'orech kol ha'chayim, which is able to continue a person's entire life. These things are particularly so in the case where the couple have a child or children. All the more so if they have, so this is where they have a child, and all the more so if they have several children. Then this causes an endless amount of problems. She'ilu lo hayu migashim la yu lahem ke'ele bayot. If they wouldn't have got divorced, then they wouldn't have these problems now. Kol ha'iru'im ha'mishpachatiyim hofim kitsiyot. All of the family events that occur turn into a...
Polygon.
Yeah, terrible. V'chol yom ulad, every birthday, bar mitzvah, wedding, etc. Ishnam, Vichuchim, and Salmitia, Simcha. There's arguments, who will come to the Simcha, me or God, the Simcha, who's going to come, who's going to sit where, etc., etc. Arguments and arguments. Hitvatuyot Kagon, they express themselves, for example, in the case of Imhuba and Iloba. If he's coming, I'm not going to be there. Right? One couple says, if she's going to be there, I'm not going to be there. Or she says, if he's going to be there, I'm not going to be there. Right? Which destroys the kids. Tizaher lo aviota itcha. Or you get the expression, be careful, don't bring her with you. Right? Saw that next, my next door neighbor, unfortunately. Next door neighbor, fortunately, got divorced. And, it was just before his son's bar mitzvah, and he fairly soon got remarried. So he was engaged to a new wife, and the children were with the wife, the old ex-wife, and she said to him, "Don't think you're going to bring her to my son's bar mitzvah." Talking about his new fiance. So he's poor anyway, obviously. I don't know what happened after that. Komi shayamo rav mafoket shevia legoshin. Anyone who's involved in a mafoket, in the arguments that come with divorce, kulam givim lefi mishkain v'kaev shabiyuvim. Everyone responds according to the pain in his heart. And everything joins together to make a boiling pot of anger, iyumim, violence, threats of violence, the chiyot klalot. Tears and cursing. When each side stands in his own position, backshanut and stubbornness, and feels that the other one is doing whatever he's doing to him, dafka, you know, for the sake of it, right? And he's just doing it to annoy him. Right? Just, no reason why my fiance shouldn't come to this. To my son's vomit, so you just don't get that. Right? And so they all start escalating it. Right, if you're going to do that, then next time I'm going to do this. Oy vavoy. Bnei Azug Hagurushim, Shekhsui Kopav, Yipageshub, and the couple themselves that need, on each of these occasions, to meet one another once again, as if Vonot Shalahem Olim Vatsapim. Their memories come back and arise. Perhaps Saim Netachim, and the wounds are reopened. The Choshchen Kasher Roim Hem and Bnei Zugam Hakodem in Mishpato Chadasha, and all the more so when they see their ex-spouse with their new family. Sha'az Akina Olah. Then the jealousy rises up. Hagashat Hasina, and the feelings of hatred, and the Kama revenge, Mitoret, wake up. The connection with the children is difficult, very difficult. And raises always arguments and claims, gone like, why doesn't he visit his children? He doesn't care about his kids anymore, etc. Or the opposite. He wants to visit too much. He's trying to take the kids away from me. There are situations many times where, on account of revenge, one couple will refuse to let the other see their children. Or that one is forced to cut short his visits, the shops pull up the Shavuot to specific hours in the week, Gamzot benochot shall obedet socialit, and even this is only at the comfort, so to speak, of the social worker, like the decision of the social worker. And there's also the whole matter of payment, mishpatim, laws, divorce court, utviot and claims, etc., etc. Suffering, Hashem yirachem, Hashem save us. Kasher yishnam ba'ayotim ha'yiladim. When there are problems with kids, for example, when a child has difficulty in his learning, or he's got suffering in his soul, or socially with his friends, or bodily diseases or injuries, etc. It's like Hashemod, Livnei Azuk, Hagerushim, Litmodeb Imam, Liftoratam. It's very difficult for the couple to deal with the problem and to solve it. Ashmotcha Divit. Each one blames the other. Kolachan mashlecheta achrayot al hasheni, and each one tries to put the responsibility on the other person. V'imhem hayu biyachad. But if they were together, mayu potrim et kol habayot bekalut rabah, they could have solved all the problems very easily. Kochot meshuchatim achdut, with strength of being together and unified. Bekitzor, in short, hapitaron, the solution. Shem chashvu sheyukhel lehem al hafayim. The solution that they thought, meaning to get divorced, that they thought was going to be a way of making their life much easier. It galek etavar sherakik sheh v'sibach lehem et chayim le'en shur. Turns out, they only made their life far more difficult and far more complicated without measure.
What the Rav is saying is 100% true.
Right. So instead of considering this solution, which is not really a solution at all, but rather it's something which is going to lead a person to enter into a situation which is far more difficult and heavy to deal with. Sa'ad שהשלכות שלו רבות לא נעימו. צריכים בני זוג לעשות חשבון אמיתי ואחראי. Instead, the couple need to do חשבון אמיתי, a truthful and responsible reckoning. האם רוצים הם לשחוט את ילדיהם? They really want to shecht, to kill their children. על מזבח הגאווה שלהם, on the altar of their own pride, or laudot al emet, or will they admit the truth? She'ein hem yodim keitzad lechiot biyachad, that they simply don't know how to live together. Ulekabel hadracha, and that they need to get guidance. Vaday hem tzrichim lekabel hadracha nochana. For sure, they need to get correct guidance. Keitzad liptuot bayotam, how to solve their problems between them. V'yedu'u. And they should know. Shematziyot chokhiyah shayidei adracha pshuta v'kama itzot amitiyot. They should know that the reality proves that through simple advice and a number of simple guidance and a number of true pieces of advice, nimnu haben mikrim gerushin, in many cases divorce can be avoided. And suffering can be avoided to many people. And many couples can merit to have a life of peace and happiness through simple, good guidance. Tov, may we all merit to always have the guidance that we need in all of our situations in life, and all the more so in our channel life.
Amen. Amen.